Welcome to Leadership Moments with Justin Manzi, where we want to see leaders equipped and empowered. Well, welcome back to Lesson 2, and we're going to be talking about integrity. We're focusing once again on the internal aspects of what it means to lead yourself. So let's jump into it right here. As we talk about integrity, one of the areas that I feel so blessed in this area is my wife models this in incredibly, to the letter of the law. I mean, this is where she dots her I's and crosses her T's. I mean, if it says don't walk on the grass, she does not walk on the grass. But I remember we were down in the States and we were at Target and it was before school. And so we were going down there to get shopping for our kids, all these types of clothes. And so we were buying all kinds of stuff. And at Target, I mean, we were getting like t-shirts, I think $2.50 a shirt or something like that. It was just a ridiculous amount of price. And so my wife's getting t-shirts for my son, Jared, for my daughter, Janelle, for me, and for her. It looked like we were going to open up a t-shirt shop. And that's how many t-shirts we had. And we were going through, we had all this other stuff we were buying there. And we were going through the teller And as we're driving up to the border to come through the Sumas border in Canada, my wife, she's a stickler. So she's going on the receipt and she's marking it. It looks like Santa Claus's list. I'm checking it twice and, you know, marking it. And so we're coming up to the border and she's gonna tell them to the exact penny how much we spent. I mean, she doesn't round it off. It is to the penny. And we're almost getting close to the border. So, you know, we were down in Bellingham, which is about an hour away from the border. And she says, stop the car, pull over right now. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what's going on? Did we not get all of our stuff? You know, she's like, they did not charge us for two t-shirts. I'm like, what? Yeah, that right here. I know how many t-shirts we have. And right here, we owe them $5. Turn this thing back around. We're going back to Target. And I'm like, are you, what? I said, oh, come on, honey. I mean, it's two t-shirts. We're talking about $2.50. It's $5. We're almost to the Sumas border here. We're going to turn around, drive, you know, 40 minutes, 45 minutes back to the Target, stand in this big long line and say, you know, here. She's like, absolutely. This is what she said to me. I remember. Pastor Justin, is it okay to steal $100? Pastor Justin, is it okay to steal a dollar? And I'm like, whoa. We're not talking about stealing. They messed up. You know, the Lord blessed us. This is what my wife said. The Lord didn't bless us. The Lord is testing us. Wow. Those are those times where you're going through the teller and the lady's like, clink, clink. And all at once she misses something. And you're like, oh, she missed that. But the Lord's blessing me. The Lord's not blessing you. The Lord's testing you. So I remember we drove all the way back to Bellingham, stood in this line, and my wife comes with the receipt, and she's like, ma'am, you didn't charge us enough. And she's like, we didn't give you your right stuff? And no, you didn't charge us. Here's $5. She's like, you must be the most honest person on the planet. She's like, no, I just have integrity. So this is an attribute, I am telling you, that we are failing. Come on, we are failing to see amongst church leaders right now that are not walking in integrity. And if there is one attribute that is so vital and so important, it is our integrity as a leader. And that is everything to do with internally. So Proverbs 11:3 says, the integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. I love Webster's dictionary. It means completeness, wholeness, honesty, sincerity, unimpaired condition. I love that they define it with being wholeness. It has integrity. There's a wholeness. Even when you talk about a fabric, they look at the integrity of the fabric, meaning is it completely strong and whole? So when we look at this, and you have to love Jesus' definition of integrity found in Matthew 5:37, where he says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Everything else is from the evil one. Whew. So when we look at this, The definition is simply this: say what you mean and mean what you say. And let your yes be yes and your no be no. Everything else is from the evil one. So here's another one. Do what you say you're going to do without change. In other words, what you say and how you act externally, let that be truly who you are internally. So when we talk about this, it's really simply the Bible talks about to keep our commitments, but it means simply to walk in truth, to be a whole person, that we shall have the truth, and that truth will be in us, and that truth will be our freedom. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But that means that truth is dwelling inside of you, that you're complete, you're whole. You're not one way at night when no one else is looking, when no one else can see your thinking and your thoughts and all those things. You are whole and you are complete. Now, one of the areas, and it's a teaching that goes back decades, probably thousands of years ago. And it's the area of where your integrity will come and be revealed by who you are. And they, some people call it the three G's, you know. It's the gold, the glory, the girls or the guys. But the reality is, I promise you, everybody can say, I have integrity. I say what I mean what I say. I do what I'm going to do without change. What you see is what you get. But the area that people are tested in the area of integrity is actually in the area of glory. And we see this right now. It is so strong amongst churches right now and so-called sometimes celebrity pastors, but even just pastors. They get this arrogance that, well, I'm the lead pastor. I'm the senior pastor. I'm the father of the house. And I can do what I want to do. And you're here to serve me. Wow. That arrogance of that celebrity, I call it spiritual entitlement. Where did you get that spiritual entitlement? We are here to walk in integrity, but we are here to give glory to God, not take glory from God. You know, it's interesting. We will. And sometimes people put pastors on a pedestal, and that's unhealthy and that's wrong as well, because pastors can't live up to it. And so when we look at this, we are going to have to deal with glory. In Isaiah 42, verse 8, it says, I am the Lord. This is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone else, nor share my praise with carved idols. In other words, I want you to see this. We get to experience God's glory. I mean, His presence and His glory comes down upon us. And it actually goes through us. It's like the blood of the anointing. It's the glory of God comes and we can experience His anointing. His glory comes in us. But then we have to take that glory and then give it back to Him. So it's almost like it comes down. We experience His glory. It's like the blood of our spiritual being. It moves through our body, gives us strength. But then we take that and we give it back up to Him. If we stop and we go, I'm going to take this glory, it's my glory, and we don't give it back to the Lord, He goes, well, wait a minute, I don't share my glory with no man. I let you experience my glory and my presence, but you don't get to use it for yourself to exalt yourself. So, but listen, leaders will be tested in this area, what they do with the glory of God, what they do with fame, what they do with a celebrity influence. And so we look at this and say, in Proverbs 19, verse 1, it says, better is a poor man who walks in integrity than one who is perverse in his lips. So, this is an area we will be, every leader will be tested in this area. You'll be tested on what you do when somebody wants to give you accolades, and then you don't walk in false humility. Oh, it's all the Lord's doing. Just simply say, hey, thank you, and man, I'm so God has blessed, you know, God's blessed me with this gifting or what was able to do. The second area, and this is the area that I'm telling you, you will be tested, and that is in the area of money. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many arrows." Now, I want you to get this. Is money in itself evil? No. Money is a tool, and it helps advance the kingdom of God. So it is a means that God provides for us to be able to do what we're doing. But money in itself is just a tool. Some people think, well, I need money for security. Well, no, actually, God's your security. Money is just a tool. And God will test us in this area of money. I'm telling you, you will be tested when it comes to money. One of the biggest areas that we're tested is in the area of whether we're going to tithe to the Lord. Like, do we trust to give 10% of our income to those in need, to churches, to ministry? Like, do we actually trust that, okay, I'm going to trust the Lord because I'm going to give this because I give my first to the Lord? You'll be tested in that area. You'll be tested when it comes to your taxes. You'll be tested when you are in a teller and they forget to charge you for a certain item and you're like, oh, I didn't get that. They put it in the bag and, oh, the Lord just blessed me. As my wife would say, the Lord didn't bless you. The Lord was testing you. So it's an area though. And the third area when it comes to integrity that I promise you, you will be tested in as well. And that is in the area of relationships. Relationships are a huge area of whether we make a commitment to somebody and we don't follow through. Here's one of the areas that I see leaders do all the time, and it's kind of like an excuse to get back. And when they say, hey, can I get back to you on that? And they never do. I'm sorry, that's not integrity. If you're going to get back to me, get back to me. Hey, can I call you back later? When? In a couple days? Sure. But when they don't, that's a relationship area. It also comes to a relationship area that how you have integrity with the opposite sex. We see this right now happening in media, what's happening to pastors, where they are opening the door to emotional affairs, physical affairs, putting themselves in situations where they ought not to be. You need to guard your heart, guard your mind, and guard your life. And don't put yourself in a situation where you, in fact, the Bible says to be above reproach. That means that whatever you're doing, you shouldn't be above reproach. So this is an area we'll be tested. Now, listen, I believe when it comes to relationships, you're going to be tested when it comes to integrity with your relationship with God, your relationship with your parents, your relationship with your friends or your peers, your relationship with your spouse, your relationship with authority in general. So we will all be tested in these areas. So when we talk about integrity, how are we walking in our relationships right now? Do we say our yes is yes, our no is no? Some people don't know how to say no. You need to learn to say no to people because you're saying yes to 10 things, but you're only able to follow through with 5. So you're like, oh, I want to have integrity. Well, learn how to say no. Some people need to say, if you're going to say yes, then make sure you follow through with that. Because there again, integrity builds trust. And we talked about that in the last lesson, but we need to be able to build that trust. Well, that comes through integrity. That really does actually add to your credibility. So how do we walk in integrity when it comes to glory and fame? Well, we give glory to God. How do we walk in integrity when it comes to finances? We choose to be generous and see money as a tool to be able to advance God's kingdom. In relationships, we walk in integrity by making sure that we're above reproach, making sure that our yes is yes, our no is no in our relationships, and making sure that we're guarding our heart and our mind when it comes to relationships. All right, this is a big topic, and my time is coming to an end here, but I really want to challenge us. This, once again, integrity is an internal attribute and a characteristic. And this actually will give strength to your leadership as you learn to walk in integrity, become a whole person, a complete person, knowing it's God's grace that does that. God bless.